No.
Henry, no. Julie, Donna, Dave?
No.
Sonali, Carol?
No.
Tarf?
Yes.
Gerald? I'll return to you, Gerald. Ray?
Excuse me.
Okay.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Gerald?
No.
William?
Ooh.
Ray?
Yes. I'm an hour and a half from my house right now.
Yeah. Alice?
No.
Roger Colangi?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Lena Ambrose?
Yes.
And Marty?
I hope I don't have to vote, but I will if I
don't.
No, it's defeated.
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is Dan. I do have to go. I have my wife is ill and I have to do some nurse this evening. So I do need to be excused.
Okay.
Please send her our best wishes, Dan.
I will. Thank you so much and talk to you soon, everybody.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Do you guys want to hear the vote?
Yes.
Okay. So the motion was whether to adjourn.
It way didn't pass.
Lonnie will have to sign off too.
Good night, Lonnie.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Samuel Kateka, and I have to sign off as well. Good night.
I have to leave. Before anybody else leaves, can we entertain a motion to thank Vicki Santa for service to the board and wish her good health and best.
So
health.
Move.
Yeah.
So any move.
Shen. No. Okay.
Marty, I'm sorry. I have to leave now.
All right.
Sorry.
It passed without objection, right?
No, it was six yes and seven no.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean the motion to thank Vicki Santa for her service.
Yeah.
And wish her and give her our best. Pass without objection.
Yes.
Yes.
Madam Chair, how many do we have on the call now? Because I think I'm gonna have to go also. But
I
have 11, I think.
Let's see if we can figure that
what
out.
What was the original quorum?
I thought we had about. Well, we may go ahead. Can somebody?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you the rule. Once you establish a quorum, you can keep conducting business no matter how many people drop off.
Yep.
And you can pass a resolution by what would be required of a majority of a quorum. A quorum is 11. A majority of that number is 6.
Right. So that's why I just want to know how many you want to call.
Right.
And so the thing is to just wear everybody out and then have your posse on the table late in the call.
Well,
yeah.
May I be recognized?
Could I just ask first, I'm sorry, the vote to adjourn was it lost?
Failed.
Yes.
It way failed, right?
No, it just kind of failed.
Okay.
Hey,
now,
you guys, before we go on, I didn't write Vicki motion.
I'll transcribe it and send it to you. Email.
Okay, thank you.
Now, where are we?
Okay, Madam Chair, we're on the ED. Review, although I would say I'm hoping in the future, because it is 11:30 here, and I have another meeting tomorrow and one on Friday, and the board is killing me, I'm telling you. I'm trying to hang, but you guys got to help me. We could time these meetings or put a limit on them or something, but, you know, 3 hours is going.
I'm not talking so damn much.
And we still just got to the executive review. Hush, Gerald. And, you know, this is the major item before us, and we're just getting to it in 3.5 hours. We've got to do a little better there.
I think you have to understand that major can, I mean, you, well, never mind.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but I think if you look at the, you know, the items here, in terms of, you know, what's right in front of us, that's probably one of the big ones. But, with respect to the ED, as you know, the evaluation has proceeded. For those of you who have not sent in your evaluation form, please do so. The deadline was extended until 5 p.m. tomorrow, at which time there will be an executive review committee meeting, and the consultant will be at that meeting as well to give a report in terms of what happens next. But I do know that some of you will be telephoned for follow-up interviews, up to 7 as per the contract. And a tabulation has already been prepared. I forwarded to you also a communication I received from the ED today. He had already received Kalonji's, and Henry's was on the way, I believe. Henry, did you get that off?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so Henry's and Kalonji's has been taken care of, and Ambrose. So we're moving in that direction. I have spoken to everyone here in Washington. Ray, get it in. With respect to that...
Do you have mine? This is Teresa.
Yeah, yes. I sent the list, and I think the only one still on the call is Ray that we have not received yet. With respect to that, when we decided who the evaluators would do, we went through a lengthy process, as you know, considered over 250 different individuals and different parties, national staff, affiliates, all kinds of iterations, Interim Pacifica, et cetera, and had a lot of discussion, took a vote, and decided to go with 35, which were, in essence, as you know, the PMB members, the LSB chairs, and the LSB members of the Executive Review Committee who were not represented by either of those other two parties, which is a total of 34 individuals, we're at 80% compliance to date. The consultant that we hired, independent consultant, strongly suggests that we not include anyone else, and I sent a copy. I forwarded his opinion to all of you when I got it this afternoon. His opinion being that the survey from the results that he's received is extremely comprehensive to date, and he feels that A, it would delay his ability to issue a report by October, the board meeting, which is what we asked him to do, and also there's some concerns about the idea of going below the level of the individual being evaluated. But in the issue of time and procedure and precedent and his own opinion, he said that he would not recommend it, and again, I sent that to all of you, so you know that's what he said. That's what we are. My strong recommendation here would be, once again, to defer to the wisdom of the committee, and I have not always agreed with the committee. In fact, many times have not. But I do believe in the committee process, and when I have been outvoted, then I've accepted that, and I think the people on the committee have done a lot of due diligence and are aware of it, have read kind of, you know, all kinds of stuff and sent hundreds of pages of documents to review and reach this conclusion in consultation with the professional with 27 years who has a doctorate in this area. I think we should defer to their wisdom and to his and leave it as it is, let it be done by tomorrow and get the report by October and move on. Thank you, Madam Chair.
You're welcome. And let me say that while I believe that And I strongly believe that, quote, people under somebody should be part of the review process, I would concur with you at this point and leave what well enough alone here and move on. And I don't know how strongly others feel about it.
I just feel in the future
I would like to make sure that people being supervised are part of the review process. And I do think that's very important. But under these circumstances, I feel like we should just go ahead.
Well, Madam Chair, I will just add that the Executive Review Committee, one of the things that we will be doing in the next 2 to 3 weeks is preparing suggestions for the Pacifica National Board to adopt a standard policy, since we do mandate, 20 or whatever evaluations a year,
right,
in our bylaws, that we provide guidance. And one of the statements
could have Mark speak all the time.
Go ahead, Mark, just finish.
Well, I mean, and one of the statements could be, and I'm not trying to, but keep in mind, there's two committees here, and I'm trying to speak on their behalf. I'm not trying to hog, okay, believe me. And all I'm saying is that we will bring that forward, and that will be one of the items, should or should not those who are supervised, whatever, and we can vote in October whether we want to make that a general policy. So we would have a chance to revisit the broader issue. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Who wants
to? Can I get on the stand?
Dave. Carol.
Gerald, go ahead, Dave.
I'd like to understand a little. I'd like to be informed a little about the nature of this evaluation. Will the evaluations be pooled, or will they be broken out by category? To me, it's absolutely fundamental that it is not that the people under somebody, so to speak, in the corporate hierarchy don't have the opportunity to have some feedback and some meaningful feedback. I just think it's absolutely fundamental to any progressive organization. And the people who know the most about how RED is running the network are those managers. I, as a board member, before I make any decision about that position, want their input. And to me, it's just completely non-negotiable. So while I understand that there may be certain settings in which, you know, to maintain the authority of management. You don't provide the opportunity of those who are being told what to do to say how they're being told what to do. That's not the kind of institution that I thought we were fighting for all these years. So I would strongly like to ask that the board, I mean, I'm not going to make this as a motion just yet because I want to hear the discussion, but I'd like the board to mandate that, yes, indeed, those, I would like to, yeah, no, excuse me, I'm going to move, I don't know whether this is a substitute motion, that the board solicit evaluations from the management to be aggregated separately from the main evaluation, and that we receive that information confidentially to be able to review that information prior to making a decision.
This is Teresa. I'll second that.
May I ask if you could put a time frame in there?
By the October board meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Basically, what I'm moving is the thing that you read, Marty, when you opened this discussion.
Right. Gerald.
I guess I'm next in the stack, wasn't I?
I'm sorry, Carol. I didn't hear you. Go ahead.
Maybe you said Gerald instead of Carol.
I think I did. Hey, go ahead.
Well, if Gerald wanted to speak, he can. Well, anyway, instead of wasting
time. That'll take him a while, so.
All right. I have just really deeply mixed feelings, and in a way I feel like David is almost not.
I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't use the machine right. Go ahead, Carol. I'm sorry.
That I assumed wrongly that an executive review would obviously and without question include surveying the managers directly supervised. And so it never occurred to me that anybody would discuss anything other than that. Now, I'm being educated that there are consultants out there who don't think that's appropriate. But if I had known beforehand, I would have wanted the board to direct that it be done, notwithstanding the consultant's opinion. You know, one of the problems we have as a board is communication, understanding what the problems are, what the issues are, and if all of our information about the executive director that we get out of this review is from ourselves and the LSB chairs and three or four other LSB members, I don't think we'll know very much more than we did when we started. I think we'll know not much more. And I really want to know more, so I'm very upset. At time, I feel that we need a report by the October board meeting. And I'm reading Mr. Vogelsang's message that says he doesn't think he can do it by the October board meeting. So,
if we include
a survey of the managers. So, I guess my cut the baby in half thing is not to do it now, but if when we meet with the consultant at the October board meeting we feel it's necessary then, that we just don't have enough information, then we can take it up then. So I would move to table the motion until the October board meeting.
Second.
Well, did Dave, were you seconding that?
Mark seconded it.
Oh, Mark seconded it?
I am.
I'm sorry.
Hold on, she.
I second the tabling until the meeting.
Yeah, we will take it up at the it is tabled to the October board meeting, and it will be taken up there.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is a crisis you're creating.
That's right.
No.
Can you hear me, Marty?
No, Harold, is that you?
Are we going to vote or are we continuing the discussion? Hello?
Hello.
Are we going to...
Actually, Marty?
Yes.
A motion to table?
Yes.
I believe it's not debatable. You
right.
Just take the vote.
All right, we've got to vote on whether to table this until the October meeting when it will come up. So, Henry, you want to...
Yes, Sam, not here. Theresa?
No.
Wendy?
Oops, come back to me, please.
Henry, no. J- Julie, Donna, Dave?
No.
Sonali, Carol?
Yes.
Darf? He left. Gerald?
No.
William, Ray?
No.
Ray said what?
I said no.
Okay. Miguel, Alice?
No.
Roger, Colangi?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Serena, Ambrose?
Yes.
Marty, that's it.
No, you got me.
Oh, yes. Return to Wendy.
All right, that was defeated.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what I say. I'll say yes. You're voting to table it?
Yeah.
Could you give us a vote count? Yes, I voted to table. Okay, so where am I? Oh, I wrote myself down as no. Interesting. Okay, so the vote is the yeses are 1, 2, 3. The noes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I got 5 of the yeses: Carol, Colangi, Mark, Ambrose, and Wendy.
Carol. Oh yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Do that again.
Carol, Colangi, Mark, Ambrose, Wendy.
Oh, I got Ambrose wrong. Sorry about that. Okay, yeah, 5, and then no's are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Teresa, Henry, Dave.
You said 5. How many no's are there, Wendy? I'm sorry, I didn't write down Henry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 no's.
Yeah. You got to go slower on the roll call, Henry. She can't keep up.
Yeah, I'm not used to this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So it fails.
5 to 5, right.
6 to 5.
Sorry.
Could
you call out the names of the no's so we can verify, please? Teresa, no. Henry, no. Dave, no. Gerald, no. Ray, no. Alice, no. And then yes is Wendy, Colangi, Mark, Ambrose, and Carol.
Marty, this is Teresa. Could I speak?
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on, Marty. I was waiting to speak.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, wait.
Sorry, Gerald's been on the...
Okay.
Let's let him go. Go ahead, Gerald.
I've been trying to be on the best behavior after they talk bad about me.
I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
Anyway. Look, please, people, can we stop trying to forestall crises? Because that's what you're doing. Boy, it's going to be a terrible meeting coming up here in October. Because we're trying to push everything back. And the idea of these meetings is to take care of as much as we can before we get there. And that, I mean, number one, this whole idea, who was it that authorized keeping, you know, extending the date? I think that's error number one. We must stop that. The day was coming. People beat up on me, made me get my stuff in. I went and did it. All right? If I didn't, it's my fault. We can't operate on the basis of triflingness. I'm serious about this. If we're going to have to do 20 evaluations, we can't back up and back up and back up and back up. We can't do that. Now the guy says he can't come up with the, you know, oh, man. Look, I really think it's important. I understand what Dave said. I heard what he said very clearly. I am opposed to creating a crisis. We should have a report, and we should make a decision based on that report. People have weighed in. Come on, enough of this hesitation and backsliding. We'll never get anything done like this. It's very important that this guy comes with a completed report, a completed process, and we move forward as best we can. Finished.
I agree, Cheryl.
Can I be on the stack, Marty?
Yeah, go ahead, Wendy.
Marty, am I next?
Go to Rachel, please.
All right. Wendy, Teresa, and Ray. Okay, well...
And Mark, please.
All I wanted to say was I don't really understand why Mr. Vogelsang is now saying that if we added a few more people that he wouldn't have the report in time, because the original deal that we had was we could have up to 50 people, and then the dates have always been the same, except for moving, you know, extending the deadline for a couple of days, like Gerald just said. So that's all. I don't understand why he said that, and that's all.
Okay. Teresa.
I'm doing my KPFT Management Selection and Review Committee survey right now, And it seems like, you know, if he offered to do 50, if he can come up with a simple survey, at least more information is, I mean, unless you really feel that we're building some sort of sabotage, I don't understand how more information wouldn't be, at least in general, just useful to us. And I think we ought to try to do that. I can't see the point in waiting until the October meeting to discuss whether we would poll these people. Just create some sort of simple document and get the information, you know, from these people. Thank you.
Ray.
Man.
Ray, you saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that Dave expressed it extremely well. I think that this is a Pacifica. This is a quirky organization that aims, hopefully, at reaching out to as much participation as possible. I remember when the concept came that there would be staff members as members of the board. Some people felt that they were employees. And obviously, this is not the way it's functioning. So I think the inclusion of as many layers as possible, I think it's worth doing it.
May I be on the stand, Ellen?
Yeah. Okay, Ray, are you done?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Mark.
Okay, there are a couple issues here. One, the question of including as many as possible. I understand the notion there, but once again, we obviously have to put some limits on that. As I said, when the committee initially came up with their list, these are 15 individuals involved in Pacifica, it was 250 people, all of whom could have weighed in and would be able to, quote, add something. But it's not sort of like an incremental process with this tabulation. It's more intricate than that and more organic. So adding in additional drops does not necessarily create a different solution. And I think the problem that the consultant has with the initially was up to 50, and when we did the list, it came to 34, 35 eligible individuals, and that's the date that he's been working with. Now, as of Tuesday, and once again, it was his suggestion that we extend it a few days, and I was willing to do that because this is not a punitive exercise. This is an attempt to try to get, as you said, as many people as possible, certainly among those that we identified. We want to use the same instrument for everyone. Dan has submitted his self-assessment instrument using the same questions that were utilized by all of us. And that same questionnaire, if we were going to include general managers, would be the one that they would fill out as well. And just at the bottom, when you check LSB or you check PNB, you would check, you know, GM or whatever. But it would be the same instrument. So it would be the same 21 questions, ideally the same two-week turnaround that we were all given, because you want to try to normalize those things. And as a result of that, he would not be able to generate a report for us by the October board meeting, which is what the initial board motion says. And the problem with that is that what he's got to do now is tabulate all this, and there's a computer program, as well as the follow-up calls, come up with a preliminary report, meet with the executive review committee, meet with Dan, and then prepare a final report that would be presented to the board. He cannot do all of that and do it well. And remember, we are paying him $150 an hour. If he's going to now stop and add another week to 10 days to allow someone else to come into the pool, which he has to then weigh it. So I really think we have to be careful here. I think if we want to set a precedent in the future, that's great. But I think what's done is done, and I understand your fears. But trust me, I do believe that the range of information he has received will be sufficient for us to understand where we are, where the ED is, and where we need to go. I really think we'll get there.
Here, here.
Okay. Abe, and then Alice.
You called on me?
Yes, Dave. Thought you were.
I've made myself clear. I don't have any more to add.
Oh, okay. Good. Alice.
Yeah, as I recall, Mark, John Vogelsang said when some of us brought it up on the committee that he would have to make a different survey for the staff. And I, too, like you, think it would have been great had we all straightened this out beforehand. But in order to get it done, I agree with Mark that probably we should just go ahead with it as it is, and in future years, you know, do it a different way.
Hey, Marty, I would like to get on the staff.
Okay, Dave, go ahead then.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little embittered. I raised this point as soon as I found out about it. When I voted for this process, I didn't understand it. As soon as I found out, I raised the point. I heard, oh, we can hold. I remember being told that we can hold off and decide, and these can be added. That was part of the discussion then. And again, I don't care if he only gives them a week. I don't care if he doesn't follow up with interviews. I don't care if he does anything but have them fill that out. I would even be satisfied with, in private session, meeting with each of the managers, or even asking that they each, whatever it is. But as a fundamental principle, the fact that this happened is upsetting to me, and I've heard attributions made about other board members and their motives in doing things, and I just want to say, if I were disposed to attribution, I would really take this instance to make some of those attributions, because I still have the floor, and I have not made anything close to the kinds of accusations about motives that I've heard other board members make about others on this call. But I will say that the information that was provided to me was incomplete. And then I feel I was misled, and now it's a done deal. So I really, really object.
May I speak to him, Madam Chair?
Yes, Alice, go ahead.
Yeah, well, considering all this, and as Dave just said, what if we ask John Vogelsang if he has time to, do a half-hour interview over the phone, even with the five GMs or... with other persons? What about if it weren't a survey, but just an interview?
This is Carol. Can I get on the stack?
And Mark?
Okay.
Am I still on the stack?
Who is that?
Kalonji. I had asked some time ago.
Kalonji. I'm sorry. Did I not get you before?
Well, I guess not.
All right. Well, you go ahead then, and then Carol, and then Mark.
I just think we have an instrument that's in it's not complete if we don't. When I looked at the instrument I received today, or last night, I saw PNB and LSB on it. So I assumed that we're also getting information from the local station board.
We are.
I'm finding. To what degree?
No, we're not.
The five LSB chairs sent the survey.
And the 10 LSB members of the Executive Review Committee.
And who are we talking about including now?
General managers.
General managers.
The CFO, general managers, and the archives director is what's on the list.
Eight people.
I think, in my mind, it would make sense doing those eight people so we'd have a complete job done. I don't see how we're going to say we can make an evaluation and assessment on a position not having any other information regarding those folks who work for that person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks, Kalonji. Carol.
I guess I feel a lot like Dave. And I'm assuming that a professional consultant has something that's very close to a boilerplate survey for employees. I would think that it would not delay this matter for him to email that to those, actually at 7, 5 GMs, the CFO and the archives director. Email it to them and ask them to get it back in 7 days and compile that data. He can do all the analysis he's doing on the other thing and put that in at the end, and I think that's what we need, and I hope everyone will vote in favor of the motion.
I second
and,
that.
And I'd like to call the question.
All right, the question's been called.
Well, I was in the stack.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Okay, go ahead, Mark.
Okay, and first of all, I just want to go, and I'm not saying who was referenced or whatever. I have not attempted to attack anyone's motive or character here. I've simply tried to address the issues that we have before us in as honest a way as I can from what I see. That's what I'm bringing, and I don't have any judgments on anybody, and that's that. And so I want to make that clear. With respect to this, I think that the problem is that the consultant, and once again, I respect the guy. I respect his. I didn't pick him. I didn't select him. Alice and LaVarne did. But I think he's got the expertise. I sent you his credentials. He does this for a living. I don't. He gets paid to do it for a living. I don't. And what he said is he can't He cannot get it done by October if we come back to him now and include these individuals. And what our initial charge to him was to do it and do it so that we could have a report on October 2nd, that Saturday morning,
24th.
Before the board.
September 24th.
September 24th, because we want it a week in advance so we can send it to all of you so that you can read it so that you'll have a chance to think about it before we actually sit in executive session. So he's got to do it by the 24th. He says, I cannot do a good job by the 24th if I have to now stop and go back and include 7, 8, 3, whatever additional individuals. And in fact, Tuesday was stretching it for the extension, but he was able to do that. But he can't go any further than that and meet the goal that we asked him in the contract that he signed. Let's not go back on the contract that we signed, on the motion that we passed. And I have not said anything to anyone that says, okay, yeah, later on. I've made it clear how I feel about this. Now, I did vote initially for GMs. I was outvoted. I respect the committee's wish. I think we still got a good survey here. I think if we change it, we're going to mess it up. We will not have the report in October. It's going to be a problem, not only in terms of money, but in terms of time and in terms of the contract. The contract says 9/24. Completion.
Okay.
Why can't they accept the fucking vote and let it go?
Couldn't hear that.
So we've called the question, so let's vote.
But could I just ask... question.
Oh, you can't.
Form.
If the question's been called, if you object to the vote, then we'll vote
all
on
right.
whether to end debate.
Can somebody state the motion, please?
I just have motion to add 5 GMs and CFO and archives director to ED review process.
Thank you.
Wasn't there also...
And that the data be aggregated separately and provided to us at the October board meeting.
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. What is the motion?
That's what was just read. Say it again.
Motion to add 5 GMs and CFO and archives director to the ED review process and that the data be aggregated separately and presented at the October board meeting. Is that what you said?
Right. So it gives him an extra week presented at the October board meeting, not before.
Well, the total results have to be put all together, Dave.
We're hiring the guy, and I think we can tell him what we want.
And
all right,
motion, excuse me, the motion that I said, and I said this initially too, was that it be aggregated separately and presented at the October board meeting. That was the motion.
Have we called the question?
Yes, we have.
Called, so now we're going to do a vote, please.
Can I go forward, Madam Chair?
Please.
Okay.
Thank you. And slowly, so our secretary can...
Hold up.
There we go. Teresa.
Star 6, Teresa.
Yes. Yes. Did you hear me?
Yes. Wendy.
Yeah.
Henry, yes. Dave.
Yes.
Alcaro.
Yes.
Star.
He's gone.
Gone. Gerald.
No. Can you hear that?
Yes.
What'd you say?
No, as in N-O.
You speak up.
Son. Ray.
Yes.
Miguel. Alice.
Come back to me.
Royer Colangi.
Yes.
Mark.
No.
Tina. Ambrose.
Yes.
Okay, and then I return to...
They just sabotaged the fucking thing.
Star 6, Gerald. Star 6.
Mute yourself, please.
You come back to me, Henry. I'm abstaining.
Okay. That's it.
Count the votes now.
Okay. 8-2.
For yes, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And I've got 2 no's and 1 abstention.
Okay, it passes.
Okay, so the motion passes. Now, Mark, if you feel uncomfortable about talking to Dr. Vogelsang or you feel like you can't make the case here, let me know because I'll be glad to make it.
Well, I've been known to make my cases. I think I'll be fine.
All right, good. Thank you very much. So,
I'd like to move to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
What was the motion?
Teresa, I'll second that.
Adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Oh, wait, Madam Chair, somebody needs to email me. Let's see, I don't have the email address of the archives manager, affiliates coordinator.
Affiliates coordinator.
Does someone have that list handy?
I will send it to you.
Okay, if you could send me that list.
Actually, I don't. I don't have all five GMs.
But we did. I have them. I'll send you what I've got. Why don't we all send what we've got tomorrow?
All right.
All right.
If you could do that tomorrow morning.
Any objection to adjourning?
None.
No. Thank you all.
All right.
Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.